Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Victoria D'Angelo, and I am a mission staff member here at Damascus, working in our outreach department, where we work to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke. So if you have your Bibles, you can join me there. We're going to be in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. And it says, "And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said to him, 'What is written in the law? How do you read?' And he answered, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered right. Do this and you will live.' But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus replied, 'A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite who came to the place and saw him and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine.'" And then skipping a little bit ahead to the end, it says, "Jesus said, 'Do go and do likewise.'" So I know that this is a parable that most of us have probably heard before, the parable of the Good Samaritan. But when I was reading this morning, I felt like Jesus was saying this isn't just a parable about mercy and compassion and showing it to people in need, but it's actually a call on for each one of us on how we're going to choose to live our lives, right? It's actually an invitation into living the lifestyle of Jesus and the way that Jesus lived. And it's actually a test of our faith, because we see all throughout scripture that our faith is meant to produce good fruit, and the fruits of kindness and compassion and mercy and generosity. They're meant to make us look more like Jesus. So the cool thing about this parable, and why it strikes me so much every time I read it, is because this parable, when Jesus was speaking to the people, actually would have blown their minds. It would have been really shocking for them, because the first two men who passed by in this parable were actually like religious men. They were people that the Jewish people would have looked up to as leaders in the faith. And they both passed by this man who needed help. And it was actually a Samaritan man. The Samaritans and the Jews were not, they did not like each other. So this parable actually would have been so shocking for people, because it was actually the Samaritan that stopped and helped. And what Jesus was speaking to me here this morning was that I think sometimes, even myself included, especially, we know all the right words to say, and we know how to speak in a way that makes us sound holy and good. But Jesus is actually saying, like, okay, how do you live your life? And I remember one time hearing a talk, and this person was saying, okay, if someone were to take a video camera and film like your whole day, and then you were to give that film to someone else who didn't know Jesus, would that person watching the film know that you're a Christian just simply by the way that you live your life, and especially the way that you live when no one is watching you? So Jesus is saying to us, like, go and do likewise, like go and live in this manner, right? Because true love, it always responds. There's always a response and an action in our love. So it's not a matter of just words, but actually of our hearts. And in the end, when we stand before Jesus, he's not going to ask us, how much did you speak about me? But he's going to say, how much did you live like me? And how much did you allow yourself to encounter me and my heart in the people around me, in your brothers and sisters who are in need, in that man at the grocery store, at that cashier who is checking you out, in the homeless man on the side of the road, or in the coworker that you might struggle to see eye to eye with? Jesus is actually saying to us this morning, like, go and do likewise, go and see me, see the, like, my heart and the needs of my heart in these people in front of you, and show mercy and compassion to them and toward them. So I want to invite you this morning to think of someone in your own life. Maybe it's someone that you encounter every day who is waiting and to receive mercy and compassion, who might need, to see Jesus's face in you this morning. So Jesus, I pray that you would teach us how to see you in our brothers and sisters today. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Again, my name is Victoria D'Angelo. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net.